And this is Dolores. I started working at Bessin Street Gardens, little community gardens in New Cross, Borough of Lewisham. And if anyone remembers or knows Bessin Street, it's behind the main road that runs from Peckham up to New Cross. And in the old days, it used to divert down into a one-way system. Do you remember? Well, it was shut down a few years ago and made a no-through road. And now the community gardens are here and they're really lovely. Hi! That's one of the ladies from the group. Anyway, so I've started helping, like digging the earth, going back to nature. So I bought some of my... I've always wanted to recycle food and I've never known where because I haven't got a garden. So, I'm chipping all my old stuff for my fruit salad. Pineapples. I'm so glad to see it going to a good cause. Anyway, let's go and meet all the rest of the people that dig in the garden. It's like a little magical place in London.
Oh, Sheila?
Mm-hmm.
Shall I do some of this?
Hello? Yes. Yeah? All this stuff wants to come out, doesn't it?
What are you doing, Sheila?
I'm weeding.
So how long have you been coming to Bessin Street?
3 years. 3 years now.
Why'd you come?
I just love gardening. Just gets me out of the house.
Do you have a garden?
Yes, I do. Small one.
Okay. But this place is sort of magical, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah, just the shrubs, the trees, lovely.
Do you remember that road when it was the main road?
Yes, Bessin Street. Yes, a couple of years, well, about 18 months ago, 2 years now.
Yeah, it was probably...
They changed it, yes.
But the change is amazing. Don't you think so? Look already.
Yes. It made a big difference, not having the traffic, because it was like they used to fly down there, didn't they?
Crawling along in the never-ending traffic jam. Did you work here? Did you dig the gardens when that was going on?
Yes.
So the difference to you must be incredible. Like going from the huge...
Oh, yes, it was. Yes. It's made a big difference.
So do you think... obviously you remember the days when there was loads of traffic.
Yeah.
And now... I mean, do you remember the first day it happened? Like you came in and thought there's no traffic?
No, not really, because the workmen were there doing it and it was just a gradual process.
So it just gradually...
Yeah, it just gradually, because they were working on it and laying the paving and everything. So this traffic gradually stopped.
Do you think because of the less pollution that the garden's looking better? Or do you think it was a hardened city garden?
No, I don't think it's made a lot of difference that wise. No.
Got any tips for this week? What should people be doing in their little gardens?
Mainly weeding and pruning, chopping things down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll ask you next week for next week's tip.
Oh, will you?
And do you think it's good for the mind doing a bit of digging? Because you have all sorts of people here, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, I'm here.
It's very good. Yeah, no, it's good. It's good for the mind, body, and soul. Gardening, no doubt about it.
How long have you been here?
I've been here, I think, 4 or 5 years. I've lost track. I'm enjoying it so much. What was it like? It's been going through a transition. The site hadn't. I don't think it had a full-time gardener on it for a while, so it got overgrown to a certain extent. Some of the original, more exotic plants had been overgrown. I was originally brought in to start a kids' club and a vegetable-growing project. So we had NDC funding was used to buy the greenhouse and set up the vegetable-growing project, which had... was running in some form, but we tried to make the beds more communal and get more people involved in it, and that's been successful. All beds have been producing food for a number of years now, and anybody who gets involved in the veg growing can have something to take home to eat.
You were involved in all the sunflowers that were grown all across New Cross last year.
Yeah, in partnership with Patricio Forrester, who came up with the idea to grow the sunflowers all over. He's an local artist, and he came to me knowing that I am a local community gardener, So came to me for advice on how we could go about it and what was needed in practical terms.
You couldn't miss them, they were everywhere.
Yeah, no, it worked really well. We could have more, definitely.
Well, I'd like to see it.
Yes, that's right.
Could you tell everyone?
Dolores has volunteered to grow as many sunflowers as humanly possible in order to smother New Cross with sunflowers this year.
But you've told me, because we're going to make them as huge as we can.
Yeah, we'll grow all different varieties, but Dolores is specifically trying to grow giant yellows. So we want some 10-foot sunflowers around the place. It'll take a little bit more nurturing, a bit more love and care, but we'll get there. And
you know,
there'll be a variety of all sorts.
Sing to them.
I'm particularly looking for to see more ruby sunset. Red sunflowers.
Okay, yeah. Are they quite rare then in London?
No, not particularly rare, but most people go for the big yellows, the big single yellows. I like the different colour ones that are multi-stemmed, so you get more flowers on each plant rather than just one big sunflower, which, don't get me wrong, I do like, but I like the multi-stemmed ones.
What about the teddy bears?
Teddy bears, I've never grown them successfully myself. A bit flouncy for my taste. But I'm sure people will love them, so someone will be growing them.
I'm a lady, and I love them, and we're going to grow them as well.
Yeah, that's good.
What's your vision for this summer?
To do something about our poor scrappy lawn. We'll see what happens there, so that everybody can use it comfortably. And to see all our hard work of the last couple of years come good. We've planted some beds up with some flowering perennials that are going to look really good this year. Really can't wait, and that's testament to the hard work of the volunteers.
Thanks so much. See you next week, Dan.
Cheers.
That sound's coming from the school ground next door. It's a lovely little xylophone. This is a piece of heaven.